wanna dance. We'll go as long as you want. You want a man. I am the one that you want. Hard as you want. As slow as you want. However you want. You can style an amazing smile. In your shoes I couldn't walk a mile. You're incredible. I just can't get enough.
Hello. What happened?
Hey, coffee and confusion. Yeah, that's the only response
I
have.
Early,
that's my happy.
Everybody is early. Everybody had late nights. Yes. I know we are exhausted. I know me personally, I have seen 13 films in Q-Fest, and they are all great. I am just too old.
That's good.
to be staying up with the whippersnappers. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are listening to Out and About, the PR radio station, the place where you are news. I am T.
I am Ashley.
I'm Hill.
And we are in the house again with Tamie.
Hi.
So excited. We are here to learn about the love of pickles.
Pickles.
Pickles. I love pickles because it's so delicious. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
My favorite sweet pickle.
Oh no.
Bread and butter.
No.
No.
No. I mean, I'll eat it.
Sour.
Yes.
All the way.
Or hot pickles. I love a hot pickle.
I got a pickle. Hey. Love it.
Yes.
Denise looking at us like we're crazy. It's totally fine. But give us a rundown of what's happening today in Pickleland.
We're going to make a radish and carrot pickle that's going to go really well on your picnic sandwich so you don't have any mayonnaise or mustard on it. A lot lighter, a lot healthier, a lot like more vibrance going on.
Yes.
And if you add a little bit of hot pepper into that, that's going to be like an amazing, amazing
wow
guy. And then we're also doing some jardinière, where in this bowl I have all different lovelies in here. I have carrot, I have celery, zucchini, two bell peppers, red and green, and I think I'm going to throw a little radish in there too, a little color.
Oh yeah. Wow. And today there's peach water, which is very different.
Very good.
It's very good. It's refreshing in a different way because I don't think peaches are citrusy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I am a peach,
mm-hmm.
but like not that artificial peach that you
get, like
red dye number six.
But right.
Like,
definitely.
It's definitely sweet on the palate. So you're over there chopping up
some radishes. And then I'm gonna make a little mixture to pull it off.
Mm.
And I have my canning pot going.
Yes, the Victoria.
Yes.
You don't have to make a lot. Like, we were just talking about this. Like, a lot of reasons people don't can in the city, the biggest one is I don't have the space for it. But
right.
You don't need to do a lot. Like, this little bit's going to go really nice. Like, it doesn't have to be. Like, last week we did the one tomato sauce. You can do one or two. You don't have to go all three.
She's like, don't be tripping.
Yay. Like, if you don't have the room, you don't have the room. And it makes wonderful gifts, especially like with the jars that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
They are. I cannot wait.
Have it all set.
My future husband is going to love me once I figure out how to cook like this.
You can cook like this.
That's why I'm here, Denise.
Yeah. Keep coming back to the closet.
She gives us so much hope. I know she be filling my head with lies. She's like, I can't do it.
Lies they tell.
Yeah, but I'm put myself in a position where I can hire someone to be like, just be you. Be you. Be awesome. Let me taste your awesomeness. I just took a picture of my thumb. That is not effective.
That is not awesome.
Ooh, Denise is reading instructions. She got instructions out. It's about to get serious.
You want it to be, that's right.
Oh, because there's a science to it, right?
So there is a science to it.
Is that the jar of tomato sauce from last week? Oh, look at that.
It's so pretty.
Oh, I bet it tastes even better now. It's going to bring all the
season. See how much thicker it got from the cooking process?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is awesome. It was good.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. That zucchini spaghetti.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That was good.
I forgot. Hillary wasn't here.
I had to leave.
Oh,
I didn't experience
it. It was so good.
But we ate your plate.
We did.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad it didn't go to waste.
There's a trash can here, huh?
It's going to get a little smelly up in here because we're going to put some vinegar. Okay. Do not put your face over the pot. Mm. Everyone's made that mistake once or twice.
Really? What happened? What does that do?
It kind of like opens up all passages.
Oh. I like my passages right open. I got allergies.
I got allergies.
I only got a quarter of a good half nostril. Yes, open it up.
Rosemary drip is not good.
A quarter of a good half nostril. So you have an eighth.
Oh my God. The math whiz over here.
No,
I like fractions.
Do you?
No.
Not when it comes to my paycheck. I do not like fractions. That is no. I'm against subtraction.
Yes. The what? Vinegar does matter. You want to use a 6%. So I'm using a white balsamic.
Okay.
And does it say 6% on the bottom?
It does say 6% on the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, folks, you ain't got to do too much math. It tells you on
especially
the
if you ain't got Hillary.
Oh, there it is.
Hillary adding and subtraction. Where you see 6%
at? 6% contains sulfite.
Oh, okay. I don't know what sulfites are, but
sulfates are when they make wine. Sulfates
are. I should know what that is.
Yeah, it keeps it from going all bad. Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, wine, for the sulfites.
See, right. We knew.
I mean,
had a general idea.
I inferred
what they were talking about.
Out of control this morning.
What happened?
I said out of control this morning.
I mean, it's a Sunday. It's 30. We, you know,
we haven't had breakfast yet.
We haven't. So pickles is going to be our first breakfast. Breakfast eye? Because there's more than one person. No breakfast.
No.
Okay. Wait, don't look at me like I'm crazy.
You are making up some plurals I have never heard.
No, but it was that confusion back in high school between radii and radius. And they keep trying to tell me that radii was plural, but us was singular.
Yeah.
And I was like, boo-boo skidoo, I don't feel that's fair because us is a group. And so an I is me.
But it's the Latin.
No, yeah.
Okay, they didn't hook me up with Latin derivative. Before they was like, radii is plural and radius is, you know, is singular. I said, us is we, plural. I is me, uno.
I understand.
I don't. Just do what they tell you to do.
No, see that, you know what? That's how World War VII started.
World War VII started.
TS is time traveling often.
You know. All right, Denise, is you about to sterilize?
I'm sterilizing.
Okay.
All right, that's the fun part. You got the little device?
Yes, in the Victoria.
I got to buy me one of these pots and cook some greens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but something tells me my greedy behind, I want to just put rice in it.
A lot of
rice goes in the pressure cooker. Put your rice in your pressure cooker.
Oh, because it comes out perfect.
Oh, right.
It does.
See, if you cook a big old pot of rice like that,
it'd be gummy on the bottom.
Yeah. I hear you. How about
and then that's what you would have to go try to like pass off the grits.
Mm-hmm. Right. That ain't bad.
That ain't bad. Ooh, you can put macaroni in here. That's macaroni and cheese for days.
That's macaroni and cheese for days.
My mama's macaroni and cheese. She got the eight cheese macaroni and cheese.
Eight.
Word.
Wow.
We fancy the eight cheese macaroni and cheese. It got gouda and feta in it.
No, I don't even know eight cheese.
Oh,
I did.
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, I do. I used to work at a deli. I know eight cheese. But I'm just saying.
As long as I get them like in there and good.
She got that green glove on.
Oh, green glove saves your life.
You need another glove.
I know. It needs a mate. It needs a partner in crime. The second. Oh! Two glasses.
What's going on?
Jars.
Glass. You're right. It's made out of glass. It's in a jar form. I was half correct.
Right. I made dills at home this week. Mm. And I made them really sour. Mm-hmm. Like, no water in my pot. All vinegar.
Mm. That got a different pucker to your face.
And my husband was like, these are like candy. It's like Sour Patches.
Ooh. So the more vinegar, the more sour.
Yes.
I had some really garlicky pickles.
Lots of garlic.
So you put the garlic in with the vinegar.
You put it right in with the pickles themselves?
Oh, okay. They were good.
So the vinegar, do you heat it up on low heat, high heat?
Medium heat.
Medium heat, okay.
Medium heat, because I just want to melt out the salt that's in there.
That's a high glove.
Oh, yeah, this is high glove. And they work well for a lot of things, you know?
I see. I'm just really in love with this Victoria pot. How much is the Victoria pot?
$99.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. It's a great pot. You can craft oil in it. Sure. You can put the greens in here. Like I borrowed it when I went to Ronald McDonald House and I made greens in here. Because it was like, you know, one pot.
Right.
when you have that many people to feed,
you want it. You want as much as possible.
So for
that's a good price. Yes. I thought she was going to say like an outrageous number. Like, you know,
like
don't even think about it. $500,
like the nice KitchenAid
food processor over here.
That's because. The who?
We're using that today.
Yes!
Right. I love it.
Because it makes wet and dry. It's smart. It's smart.
Very, very smart. It does a whole lot.
So whole peppercorns?
Whole peppercorns.
Ooh. Okay.
She's making spices!
And when you, Wayne Sonoma sells peppercorn seasoning. No, sells a pickling seasoning.
Oh, really?
And it has like all spice in it. It has whole mustard. It's got the pepper. It's loaded with all the great things that you want for your pickling. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's like one of the greatest things, because when you look at the list and you go down and you buy all those separate ingredients, mm-hmm. you're going to spend way more than just that one little jar that's already pre-mixed with its bay leaf.
Right.
Gotcha. The one thing I do is I buy extra bay leaf and I'm going to pop them in. And when I get bay leaves, especially in the summertime, I want them to be really vibrant and green,
mm-hmm.
because like the ones that are dry, they're great and they have their place. But when you're doing something like this and you're going to put it against the side of the jar, you want it to be, you want it to be like pretty.
Yeah.
Because I want it to stand up in the jar.
Awesome.
So when I put my stuff in here, it's all good to go. So
presentation is key. Yes.
It is key.
Yeah, because I used to think that people say like,
it's the humidity. My hair is curling.
I stopped fighting. I stopped fighting with my hair.
My hair always be curling, you know.
And you know, you always want what someone else has. Uh-huh. I just thought, like, I would love to have curly hair. And then this morning, I'm like, oh. And my little neighbor, so funny, she's like, oh, Miss Denise, your hair is curling. She's, it looks nice. You must have spent a lot of time doing that. And I said, thank you so much. You're so cute.
From the mouth of babes.
I know. The other day, she said to me, how come you don't do your hair?
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
Sometimes they don't realize.
People make you feel so great, or they make you feel like, I tried.
Mm-hmm. I said, I do my hair. It's straight. It's supposed to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you need a bowl of bread.
Right. You'd be like, thank you.
Amen, a little sparkly.
I was listening to a conversation, little kid on the subway train. Clearly, he was like the older sibling. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Mom, some days it looks like you're still holding my brother in your belly.
Whoa.
And I was like,
whoa. That's a low blow.
Wow. I would have
cried.
He
didn't even mean it.
He didn't even mean it.
But man, I would have done
it. Like, he didn't realize what he just said.
I know. He just caught
really
his mom and said,
you got a belly.
It's because of you.
I mean, I think I would have appreciated more. He'd be like, Mama, you're good. As opposed to, I'm innocent.
Right, I know, right?
Look what I do.
Because you can't even get mad.
Right? You took away my choice. You took away my choice.
Ooh, she's old and stuff.
This is
beautiful. And the one thing you don't want to do when you're pickling is overfill the jar. You want to. Because you want to stuff every last penny in the jar. No, because your pickling solution has to get in and around to make sure you get everything done. Because what will happen is, the bit in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you can actually end up with like a mold in there because you didn't get it properly. Like,
I don't want mold in my pickles.
No mold in the pickles. We've all gotten that jar.
No, we haven't.
No, and I would not like that jar. I'd like to go on record saying it. I would not like a moldy jar.
No,
that would hurt my feelings immensely.
So would you say 3/4 full?
Okay. Hillary, the man.
No, it gets full. You fill the jar, but you don't
pack.
Don't pack. Okay.
So if you have a medium jar, put in medium vegetables. Like,
yes.
Okay. Because Hillary, like, you want 3/4 of a 1/8 cup. And I'd be like, no thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to eyeball that.
Mm-hmm.
Radishes. So you have radishes in there. You have cucumbers. You have...
No, not cucumbers. Zucchini. Because you know people give them to me.
Yeah,
I
want to
know what type of street you'd be walking on and they'd just be having free zucchini. I am slightly intrigued, but like, slightly worried.
Right?
I have friends that grow this, and they're always saying, oh, Denise, here, I have this for you.
Woo!
So next week's class is farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
So
there'll be a lot of vegetables in there.
Yeah, I've gone to 2 CFAs. It's my favorite class of the year because I truly believe in... I truly believe that no child should go hungry.
Right.
And the answer to a lot of our woes is in our food.
Mm-hmm. That looks very pretty.
It does.
You have, so there's cauliflower in there, there's carrots, there's zucchini, there's red peppers.
Green pepper, it looks like.
And you got some bay leaves in there.
Yep.
Cauliflower, radish.
Cool.
Good.
And I also wanted to do was, so you could, don't put your face over that. Don't
do that. I'm not allowed to open my pores? Okay, yes, ma'am. I won't do it no more.
So is this the one that will go on the sandwiches so you don't have to use
it? No, this is a little condiment. Jardiniere is like an antipasta.
Oh.
It's very, is that how you say it? Jardiniere?
Jardiniere? I think so. I'm probably wrong, and people will Twitter me.
But don't be sending her no evil tweets either, because she's amazing. If she said it wrong, just hook us up with the audio. But it's spelled G-I-A-R-D-I-N-I-E-R-A. She said Jardiniere.
Jardiniere.
That was closer than what I was going to say. So I was going to be like, Gardeniera?
Right? I was thinking the same thing. Gardenia.
But you know how you know something is wrong. Like, you know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm
clearly, I would have been wrong.
Oh, how'd she do it?
That looks so good.
It smells delicious.
If you buy a jar, I will clean it for you.
Oh, man, I already bought a jar.
I wouldn't even know what to put in the jar. I can't buy all this stuff. I need to be a part of a CSA, people. Send me money so I can. What you put in your jar? You bought a jar. What you put in it?
Well, what had happened was in my jar from Williams Sonoma, Ella Large, I made juice because I didn't have a Vitamix.
Oh, okay.
Because Vitamix is kind of like half my rent. But I made a smoothie. Blackberries, raspberries. I put kale and spinach in it with peaches as well.
Oh, nice.
And then I decorated it with my spirit of choice.
Oh, okay.
In my jar. So it had a healthy component to it.
Oh, my God.
That was Ashley laughing at me. Now, what's a freezing canning jar?
It's a freezing canning jar. We don't sell them here, but it's a product that's able to go into the freezer after you can. Like, so if you make jelly, you put it in there, do a freezer jelly.
So what are you doing now with the carrots?
We're going to zip them down, and we're going to make a little radish carrot pickle. Sandwiches. We're
going to
have turkey sandwiches with it.
Ooh!
One gigantic radish, two little radishes, and three carrots.
Okay. She's going to put that in the blender, and we're going to take
I'm
a break.
Put it in KitchenAid food processor.
I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm so
the
sorry.
KitchenAid food processor.
I ruined that. I'm sorry. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. Do you want to look like part of the PR radio station team? No problem. Just log on to prradioonline.blogspot.com, click Shop PR Radio, and see what we have in store.
We are back!
Hey, hello.
So,
sugar,
the... It's not a blender. I forgot.
It's a food processor.
It is a food processor from KitchenAid.
Yes.
That's
huge.
It's hudangus, and it has shredded everything Denise needs to shred. She put in her radishes, even though I want to say radish eye, and her carrots.
I wouldn't confess that to anyone.
It's okay. They know that I'm not well. And then you just put, whoop, give me one second. You
rice what, wine vinegar.
Rice wine vinegar. Okay.
Sugar, salt, and peppercorns.
Nice.
How much? 3 cups of rice wine vinegar, 3 cups of sugar, and about a tablespoon or so of peppercorns.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
One last. Salt. Kosher.
Kosher salt is good.
Mm-hmm. Tablespoon or two.
Can you use any type of salt, or you have to use kosher salt?
You have to use kosher salt.
Fair enough.
Different salts have different copper, like the grain, mm-hmm. the more surface space you have, the saltier it's going to
mm-hmm.
be.
Okay.
And if you use salt that's iodized, it's going to give it that tangy.
Got you. So no iodized salt. So not even sea salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt works.
Sea salt works.
Okay. And kosher salt.
And kosher salt.
Okay. I love salt now. I know that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem with folk.
They have some lovely salts on display.
They do. Sea salt flakes. Wait, they can flake salt?
It's a finishing salt.
It's a finishing salt.
So
like the black one, the black one, I love that. I use that on salmon.
It's called
I go serve when I'm having a really fancy dinner. I'll flake that on, and it's so beautiful when with the offset of the pink to the black. Oh my god.
So it's called, it's called Kilauea?
It's Hawaiian.
Yep. That's what it feels like. Black salt. And then you have the oak smoked Chardonnay.
Okay.
I learned that word in fifth grade. And the Australian pink. And they look like how they say they're supposed to look. Black salt look black. Australia is pink. And the Chardonnay looks a little bit Chardonnay-ish.
I want to buy all three and sprinkle them on salmon. That's the only thing I can think of.
Salmon.
Yeah.
That's why I love coming to Louisiana, because it always makes me feel like inadequate. Like I never had the things that I'm supposed to.
I'm supposed to. So I'm visualizing in my mind me cooking like this in my own kitchen with my husband and my kids.
And the children.
And the children. And then I look like, you know, Susie Homemaker.
And I love those gravity shakers. I love it.
Yes.
Over here.
I was like, what? It is battery operated?
My birthday is October 11th.
For all parties listening.
For all parties listening.
And mine is September 9th, though. Just saying.
Vitamix or, you know, just the gravity shaker. We'll do. Oh, the Victoria pot.
Pretty much walk into Williams Sonoma and get whatever you would like to
meet your life.
Out and about.
Certain members of the team have specified certain specificities.
It looks
but
like
we are open. But we are open to
anything
that you can't afford. Especially they got like stuff for pies, which I know what's coming up.
Next week is going to be, I have a list.
Yes, list.
Next week is Farmer's Market.
Oh, Farmer's Market.
Okay. And the day before is the Artisan's Market.
Ooh.
So there's all these different vendors that come here, and they sell their wares.
Yes, wares.
Okay. Nice. So that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday is the Artisan's Market, and then next Sunday we'll be doing Farmer's Market. So all those goodies that you pick up on Saturday... I'll tell you what
to do. Yeah. Wow. A gluten-free bakery is coming by. Ooh. DeBruno Brothers, Dop Dop Designs, Front Porch Family Farms, Possum Hollow Farm, St. Lucifer Spice. Did I say that right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm in. And Sweet Box Cupcakes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, I've had Sweet Box Cupcakes, guys. Mm-hmm. They are the truth.
Wait, well, that was the thing and the thing and the thing?
What? I was just walking past.
It was delicious. She gave me something with a cupcake in it, but the frosting was pink, but it was lemon. Ooh,
it was called pink lemonade.
Ooh, see, I'm so good. I know my flavors. Thank you, my 7th grade culinary class. It was so delicious. It was deliciously decadent, though. You can't have like 5 of those, because then you just
be
great. Then starting in August, on the 4th, it's salads. What's for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
The 11th, we're doing perfect pizza.
Pizza.
And the 18th, I get better from here. Yeah. The 18th is cooking with wine.
Oh, yeah, it's cute.
Ooh, and then the 25th, we're making pasta.
Yeah.
So if you have that really special event and you want to really impress someone, that's the class to come to.
The making pasta?
Because how many times does someone give you homemade pasta and you've been like, wow. Mm-hmm. No matter what they say, you're just in awe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect
date. That's how relationships start.
The making wine and the making pasta, because they go it's together.
She's trying to land that husband. Wink, wink.
To bring it home. It's horrible. I'm 30. I'm not actually 30. I'm 28, but it feels like it.
I just put it in the sauce. I sauteed it with the sauce.
It's so pretty. Look how that shredding is beautiful.
Kale, when you cook with kale, you can do it with a little bit of garlic. A little bit of ham goes really a long way with it. Mm. Beef pork.
I'm a vegetarian. I lose.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know that.
And you know what? I thought about you because I was going to buy, because this carrot radish pickle is really good as a topping. So I was going to get pork, and I was thinking, T doesn't eat pork.
I do not know that you do not eat meat, so we'll be having turkey, and you'll be having rum with black.
Yes, I will.
Wow, that is so good. I tried it.
I love Ashley's like,
I tried it. But turkey and chicken, I just can't give up chicken.
That's how you really feel?
That's how I really feel.
I feel like chicken, if I never have a burger.
No, you know what? It's not that hard. And like,
once you start, like, it, for me, it started out like my mom, you know, how we use the chitterlings and the bacon and all that kind of stuff. When she phased that out and then started switching all of our pork products with turkey, that was a phase. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but chicken was always that staple.
Right.
But then when she started phasing turkey out and then started phasing chicken out, when I didn't realize it, I was like, hold on, taking my choices away. It wasn't until I got older where I just be like, once you take one thing out, it's a gateway to take out something else.
Right.
Do you that is so pretty. Food? Once in a blue moon, which makes me a pescatarian.
Yes.
But not a lot. So when I do have it, my body is like, what's happening? Wait a minute. Is it a vacation? What's going on?
Yeah.
Because you need some type of nutrients, especially like if you're away and you're traveling and you're not eating like you would at home.
Right.
You got to be like, give me some shrimps.
A little bit.
Or fish.
But you know, my mom was asking me, because I stayed with my mom last night.
Hi, Denise's mom.
I see, and she this morning she was looking online. She goes, I got an email from William Sonoma because she follows William. She's a groupie, and she yeah, that's why I still work here with my mom. And she said, they see that vibrant, and I said, of course they see that vibrant for the first couple weeks, but when you get it, like when you go in the store, when you see that I'm not gonna say the name, but the yellow label and the drug hair, it does not look like this.
No,
that's because it was packaged over in Europe, it spent some time in a warehouse, and then it got shipped here. When you make it yourself, you've got all those vitamins and nutrients and all those phytochemicals going on, and you are healthy.
You are living the life. Right. That's what I like to be. She keeps it real.
I'm putting this the shred into this jar, and I'm not packing, so there's air in here, so my pickle spice can get, you know.
Right. And so this one is your own recipe. So what do you call it?
No, it's in the guide.
Oh no, it's in the guide.
Yes.
It's the pickled radish and carrot.
Oh, pickled radish and
carrots.
There just isn't any picture.
Okay, so what was in there was 3 carrots peeled and julienned, 1 radish peeled and julienned.
I shredded them.
Because you're fancy.
Mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons of kosher salt, 4 tablespoons of sugar, 1 cup of rice vinegar, 1 cup of water. So what was happening, I'm just going to go ahead and read this, and then Denise can like interject and be like, no tea. I did it the other way around.
No, I did it that way, except I shredded it.
Okay. So it says, in a bowl, stir together the carrots, a tablespoon of salt, teaspoon of salt, tablespoon of sugar. Let it stand for 5 minutes. Let the moisture begin to seep in and out from the vegetables. Yes, seep.
Mm-hmm.
Rinse well under cold water and then drain. William Sonoma is doing the best.
You know, that's
I love
not
it.
That hard.
It isn't.
It's pretty easy.
It was pretty speedy, too. You think the pickling is taking a long
why not?
Time.
And it was not hard at all. And they even had recipes here for a homemade pickling spice, which is what Denise was doing earlier. Then they also have a recipe in here for bread and butter pickles. I guess that would make you feel good, the bread and butter pickles.
Yes.
It's not that they're bad. It's just like sometimes you'd be like, I want to feel my cheeks and my custards.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, like if you have a sandwich, like a lot of my sandwiches are like vegetable anyway.
Uh-huh.
You want a little bit of that sweet. Because you already have the onions and like everything else is dry and bitter.
Well, what kind of bread do you use? I think the most important part of a sandwich is the bread.
I love sourdough.
See, yes.
And anytime I can get my hands on some sourdough, I really try.
That's good bread.
I really try.
Rye sandwich.
Ooh,
rye. I did. I grew up on Jewish rye.
Really?
I did. Yes. Mm. Yes. And pumpernickel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't say no good old American. Good old American white bread. Like,
oh, no, I hate white bread. It sticks to the root of your mouth.
Yes. Uh-oh, she got that green glove out.
We have to pickle them.
Yeah!
So we have to can it down. So when you give it to someone and they leave it sitting more, it's not going to go moldy. And then them say, you tried to kill me.
No!
And the longer it sits, the more tasty it's going to be.
Oh, wow. Really? So how long do you have them sit?
You know, it could be from, like, a couple days to 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
All right, open it. And you put them in the refrigerator. You can put them in the refrigerator.
Uh huh. Or the cabinet.
Or the cabinet.
You don't have to. It's that's the whole worry of pickling. You don't have to take up your refrigerator space.
Mm-hmm. So how long do they sit in the hot water there?
They sit in here until they're until the tab goes down. This way, it's canned.
Okay. Oh, like she did with the tomato sauce.
Right, right. Yeah,
that time she had to make sure with
it clicked.
That little click noise.
10 minutes.
Cool beans. So while that's doing its little thing, we're gonna take one more break, and we'll be right back.
Quality programming is made possible by supporters like you. Just log on to prradio.blogspot.com and click donation perks and see how far your dollar can get you.
Hello, world.
Back again.
We are back. I'm still T.
I'm still Hill.
I'm still Ash.
And we are wrapping it up with William Sonoma and Denise, who has been teaching us how to pickle things in jars, and it is quite amazing. Quite lovely, and she's now explaining something to someone.
Wow.
One of the people here for the class, but we're excited.
Yes, because we are about to make mini sandwiches.
Yes, Denise, yes. Tell them what's up next before so we can wrap
up. So I'm just wrapping everything together, and I'm going out to a picnic today, so I got a little bit of turkey. I have my slaw that, my pickled slaw that I'm going to put on my little buns. And you know, when you have little kids around, there's little tiny party rolls.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's like, I smush them when I cut them, leave it whole, and just slice the whole row apart.
Oh.
And then say,
see that? Denise!
So
she got Denise on it! Oh my goodness. Take notes from Denise. So we are wrapping it up because she is plating and slicing buns and whatnot. We're having a good time. They gave me mine already early because everyone else is having meat and I'm not.
Vegetarian.
Why you sound sad? You get to eat first.
Why you mad, dog? Why you mad?
I am mad. It's a place looking good over here, and I don't have one yet.
Lord of mercy. So we're going to say bye, and thank you to Denise.
Thank you, Denise.
And you guys have been listening to Out and About with PR Radio, the place where you are new. On it.